Thanks for having me. It's an honor and pleasure to be here again at our community event. Thanks to Udo and also to Alex for organizing the Dev Room this year. And let me get into it. So today I will be talking about HelenOS. Let me start with a short introduction of myself. It's not so important here. It just shows that I have user space components. It's a multi-platform system. We currently support these major hardware architectures. And it's designed and implemented from scratch. So basically, the idea is to test some interesting, radical new ideas like our asynchronous IPC mechanism with integrated shared memory. Also, most of our components are natively written for HelenOS, not ported from other systems. So there are no Franken components, so to speak, with ugly compatibility layers around them. We also like to say that our code base is readable and understandable to newcomers. I'm obviously too biased to really judge, but one objective measure is that 30% of the source code is comments. And maybe compared to some other microkernel-based systems that you will hear today during the Dev Room, HelenOS is an integrated distribution. So you just download an image that already contains all the required components to get a working desktop-like system. You don't have to, manually configure stuff. It will just run things and auto-discover things and stuff like that. So what has been new in HelenOS since our last status update here at this Dev Room in 2020? Well, the major improvement is the new graphical user interface, or a redesign and a re-implementation of the previous one. So we have a completely new display server that is more open-ended. It should support accelerated direct and indirect rendering, and it also provides better performance in case you render in software only. It has additional features like configurable double buffering and stuff like that. Also, there are many more graphical widgets and dialogues. And one interesting thing is that almost all of those widgets and dialogues can be also used in text mode. So you can design an user interface using the same widgets, whether the final application is going to run in a graphical mode or in a text mode. Proportional fonts is just one addition to that. Then we did some usability improvements, so to speak. So there is a font editor, there is a two-panel file manager now, there is a taskbar with a start button and a start menu, which you might know from some other rarely used operating systems. There is multi-seat support. The terminal can now scroll back and be resized. And quite recently, there is a intelligent in the sense that it actually follows dependencies, shutdown mechanism. So you can cleanly shut down the system now. We have improved our compiler toolchain to be currently completely up to date with the latest GCC and stuff. And we have improved some standards or standard compliance on the API side. And finally, but maybe last, not least, there is some additional hardware support. We have improved the performance of the block device drivers. And after 20 years, we lay a fresh eye on the kernel and did some streamlining. It's not a rewrite, it's not a redesign. The basic bits and pieces are still there, but we simply allowed some things that were not being so heavily used after so many years to just disappear, like some unused extension points. We did some performance optimizations. We have improved the abstractions on some APIs. So for example, some of the kernel internals no longer use directly the wait queue as the primary synchronization means, but use a semaphore, which is of course built by the wait queue, but it's still more abstract and therefore the code is easier to understand. And we have removed some synchronization points, which were generally unnecessary because the actual workload was more of a CPU local. To compare this list, which is of course the stuff that we still do support, with the previous list, it's sort of not quite comparable. So what's wrong? Well, this is another view of the story, and of course I know that the number of commits is not the best metric for everything, but it shows something. That it definitely shows that since the last update there was not so much activity as there used to be. Let me give you another picture. So previously we were exploring very interesting things, trying to solve some challenges, and now we are living in this serene valley downhill where nothing much matters, nothing much happens. You know, the river is flowing quite steadily. So this is where HelenOS is now, and this is, I believe, the reason why those two lists of new features, sound different. And HelenOS is essentially complete. And now you might say, hey, come on, Martin, are you kidding? I mean, how can you claim that HelenOS is complete? If I can't use it, I still can't use it as a daily driver to replace my Linux or maybe at least Windows. No, sorry. But, you know, there are at least two meanings of the word complete. So you might be thinking about this. So starting with something.